The search for alien technology. There is a move for some new NASA space missions to search for alien technology using some of their probes. There has been quite a few times where some UFO investigators had believed there was indications of this technology built on asteroids, and one of the places some astronauts think might contain this technology is on the small moon of Mars named Phobos. It seems to be a monolith and stands out incredibly on the surface of this moon, which is only 14 miles in diameter, so you can see how it sticks out. The monolith is about 700 feet high and about 280 feet wide. Edgar Mitchell said he believed it was an alien structure. There is even speculation this moon is hollow and could be some sort of hangar for UFOs. One has to remember some strange things have happened around Mars, such as a Russian probe picking up a huge shadow and then disappearing at the time. Even UFOs have been recorded flying over Mars. We have to admit many strange things have been found in photographs of Mars which could indicate at least past intelligent life on the red planet. The objects were usually found when a photo of Mars landscapes were enlarged and examined. These landscapes didn't show the objects at first, but were in high enough resolution which permitted magnification to a good extent, and then one could see what was being hidden from us in that view. So far, we have seen statues and parts of them, building materials, what might be ancient fossils and many other things, but nothing has been admitted to by NASA. We have even seen things which look like animals. There are so many other places, even in the solar system, which may be hiding the fact either aliens were on them at one time, still are, and maybe we were on them at one time too in the distant past. Take the moon for instance. The moon landing in 1969 had the astronauts sending back a message to NASA that they were being watched by UFOs which landed on top of a crater. Yes, this has been denied by NASA, but a ham radio operator had picked up the message on his equipment, which was broadcast over a private channel. We are in a position almost like the first explorers were, but we seem to have more information than they had about where they were going to go. There were secrets being kept, however, even back then. One was English fishermen knew about North America, some say as early as the 11th century, but protected the secret because they found such abundant fishing off the Grand Banks. They are located off of Newfoundland, Canada. So, the New World was known about long before Columbus sailed here, just maybe not by the Italians and Spain, among others. This could be the same situation about some of the locations in space. What I mean about this is NASA might already know extraterrestrials have left clues to their presence in our solar system off Earth. If extraterrestrials are visiting us, I believe most of them, if not all, are from our own galaxy, which is huge. The technology to get here from another galaxy would have to be far more advanced than getting here from our galaxy. The closest galaxy to us is Andromeda. It is about 2.5 million light years away. Our galaxy has been listed at different sizes. Most think it is about 100,000 light years across. Some scientists think they underestimated the size and it could be double that. Earth is said to be about one quarter the distance from the center of the Milky Way, which means the furthest away from us for aliens living in our galaxy to get here would be about 75,000 light years. To even get here from the nearest galaxy, extraterrestrials would have to travel 2.5 million light years plus the distance to the edge of the galaxy, which means even better technology than those living in the Milky Way, unless the trace was as advanced. There is a theory we were spacefaring in the dim past and had satellite bases all over the solar system, but we got into a space war and were knocked back to the Stone Age. If this turns out to be true, we might even be able to rediscover at least some of these bases in the future, which could advance our current technology, but if this is true, we might still have an enemy out there. On the other hand, even if it is not true, there might still be abandoned bases out there from extraterrestrial races. One of the stories which persists had to do with a crashed spaceship on the moon of alien origin. It is supposed to have crashed over a million years ago and was said to contain the body of a female alien who died and had an oriental look to her and was miraculously preserved. Supposedly we know this because one of the Apollo missions was said to have been sent to the moon for the purpose of examining the ship, and pictures showed up of the expedition, including pictures both inside and outside of the ship, including photos of the dead alien. Of course, these were all said to be a hoax, but remember, so were all the prior UFO photos, and now the UFOs seem to be all around our ships and in our skies. There have also been photos taken of UFOs parked on the moon and even bases. Some say the bases on the moon could easily be ours, and they believe we never really stopped going there, we just hid the fact. One area where it is suspected by some where bases could exist is in the asteroid belt on a minor planet. It will be interesting to explore this area in depth in the future and see what we can find. We have to remember alien devices could include the UFOs themselves, and we have plenty of unexplained official photos from the government of unexplained objects orbiting the sun at times and even flying through it and coming out the other side. This, to my knowledge, has never been explained. Either has the tracking of UFOs which flew into our solar system and just disappeared. Another place we could look for and maybe find evidence of aliens is right here on Earth, inside volcanoes and under the ocean. As a matter of fact, there is a professor named V. Loeb, from Harvard, who thinks an object crashed into the ocean which came from outside our galaxy and wants to look for it. We may yet find incontrovertible proof aliens exist.